From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. NASA managers called off today's planned launch of the space shuttle Endeavour because of unstable weather. The liftoff is rescheduled for tomorrow morning at 4:14 a.m. Eastern Time. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson reports.
Initial forecasts had given NASA an 80% chance of good weather for liftoff Sunday, but conditions on the ground have to remain stable long enough for the shuttle to return after launch if necessary. Those conditions became more unpredictable as Endeavour's scheduled 4:39 a.m. launch window approached. The shuttle is slated for a 13-day mission to the International Space Station. The six-person crew will deliver the Tranquility module to the orbiting observatory. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson at the Kennedy Space Center.
Residents of the Mid-Atlantic region are digging out from under record amounts of snow. Over the past 3 days, so much snow fell on the area that cities such as Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia ground nearly to a halt. Residents are trying to get out of their homes with snow blowers and shovels. Dulles International Airport set a record with 32 inches of snow. It even collapsed the roof of a private jet hangar there. It's the second heaviest snowfall ever recorded in Philadelphia. Sarah Palin gave the keynote address at the Tea Party Convention in Nashville Saturday night. She called the Tea Party movement the future of politics in America. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Green reports.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin took several swipes at President Obama's administration, much to the delight of the crowd of about 1,200. And while the attendees began chanting for Palin to run for president, she told the conservative group the Tea Party should avoid anointing a leader.
The Tea Party movement is not a top-down operation. It's a ground-up call to action that is forcing both parties to change the way that they're doing business, and that's beautiful.
Palin also called on the Republican Party to embrace the Tea Party's platform of lower taxes and smaller government. According to Palin, who criticized the federal stimulus package and health care reform attempts, the best government is the one that does the least. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Nashville.
New Orleans voters have chosen Louisiana's lieutenant governor to be their new mayor. Mitch Landrieu beat 9 other opponents to win the mayoral post. The top campaign issue is the pace of New Orleans' recovery from Hurricane Katrina, along with crime and falling tax revenues. Mudslides in Southern California have buried homes and cars. No one has been hurt. The slides are in the same area where the huge Station wildfire burned last year. There aren't any more trees or shrubbery to hold back flooding or heavy earth that comes loose when it's waterlogged. At one point, police and sheriff's deputies had asked residents of about 800 homes in La Cañada Flint Ridge to leave for safety. You're listening to NPR News. Automaker Toyota says it'll soon announce a plan to deal with the brakes on its hybrid Prius models. Some motorists reportedly found a short delay when they used their brakes on bumpy roads. The Prius is the best-selling hybrid car in the world. Toyota is already facing condemnation for its handling of 2 separate problems with gas pedals on certain Toyota vehicles. The Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2010 includes 2 first-year eligible players, Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith, and it includes 2 players who have been out of the game for more than 3 decades. From member station WKSU, ML Schulte has more.
Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith were the expected picks. The wide receiver Rice played 20 seasons and holds every significant receiving record in the NFL, including total touchdowns and receiving yards. Running back Emmitt Smith is the NFL's all-time rushing leader and had a record 11 straight seasons with at least 1,000 yards rushing. They're joined in this year's 7-man class by guard Russ Grimm, linebacker Ricky Jackson, and defensive tackle John Randall, as well as 2 picks of the seniors committee, cornerback Dick LeBeau and running back Floyd Little. Both retired from pro football in the 1970s. The 7 men will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio this summer during a 10-day festival. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulte in Canton, Ohio.
An American missionary held in North Korea for 6 weeks has returned home. Robert Park rejoined his family yesterday at Los Angeles International Airport. He had illegally crossed into North Korea on Christmas Day with letters for North Korean leader Kim Jong-il demanding closure of that country's notorious political prisons. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.